This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Jordan Bell. Increased security and grief counseling are being offered to students at Santa Maria High School after a 15-year-old student was killed Monday. Police say this and two other killings later that day are gang-related. As KCBX reporter Daniel Park explains, gang violence in Santa Maria has now killed five people within the first month of 2016.
Pioneer Valley High School student Marcos Arce Ramos suffered stab wounds during a fight about an hour after school ended for the day. Ramos was rushed to the hospital, where he died from his injuries. Santa Maria police say 19-year-old Israel Gaspar Cruz and an unidentified 14-year-old are now under arrest and facing murder charges. Residents say they are both outraged and wondering what can be done to prevent further tragedies like this. Edwin Weaver, the executive director of Fighting Back Santa Maria Valley, an organization dedicated to a healthy and safe environment for families, says parents play a key role.
We're encouraging parents just to make sure they know where their children are, know their friends' parents, get involved in their kids' academic career, you know, go to the school meetings, go to the parent-teacher conferences, get involved in the kids' lives.
Weaver also says more needs to be done by the community to address these concerns.
We're in the middle of a crisis here as far as the violence in our community. We're well aware of that, but we also are working very hard at addressing it as a community. I think it's important when people start asking these questions that the first one I would always ask everybody who's asking me these questions is, how are you contributing to the solution?
The Santa Maria Joint Union High School District says an investigation is underway into the activities that led up to the violence that killed Ramos. Daniel Park, KCBX News.